This is the Darkroom Podcast presents Unsolved Cold Cases.
So, this is bagong intro. So this is our new mini series since as we have said last episode na magkakaroon tayo ng konting change sa topic natin parang naisip namin every now and then papalitan natin yung topic na pinag-uusapan natin. So yun, for the next few episodes, pag-uusapan natin yung mga
unsolved cold cases
around the world. Mm-hmm. So hindi lang sa ibang bansa, sa lahat siguro, yung mga infamous unsolved cases
na hindi pa
up until now, wala pang
merong mga clues pero
wala pang masyadong
progress. Mm-hmm. Kaya ginagawang urban legend na lang, parang ganun.
Yun na nga, tama, urban legend na nga, kumbaga, masasabi. Lalo na yung mga kagaya nitong pag-uusapan natin to, nga naging very popular nga sa media.
Mm-hmm. Yun. So sabi pa nga namin last episode, ito na yung bagong topic na ipapresent sa inyo.
Yes.
As we said from our last episode sa last mini series namin, which was medical murder.
Kung hindi niyo pa yun na-check, please check those episodes, guys.
Those were very good episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out. After this or before this, you should check those out.
Hmm. So, yun. Ang pag-uusapan natin, as we have mentioned niya kanina, is mga cases na mga sikat from all around
the globe,
the world, from different timeline.
Time settings.
So, yun. Sa pag-uusapan natin is, for today's episode is, isa nga sa napaka-infamous na character, personality.
Naging parang celebrity siya.
Tsaka tawag dito?
Well, during those times, hindi siya celebrity. Pero ngayon, parang ginagawa na siya yung celebrity.
Tsaka maraming stories na nabuo sa
na-derive tungkol sa kanya.
Dahil nga sa kanya. So, yan. Ang pag-uusapan natin, our topic for this episode is Jack the Ripper.
None other than Jack the Ripper.
So, let's go. Jack the Ripper was an identified serial killer active in the largely impoverished area in around the Whitechapel district in London in 1888. In both the criminal case files and contemporary journalistic accounts, the killing was called the Whitechapel Murderer and Leather Apron. In the mid-19th century, Britain experienced an influx of Irish immigrants who swelled the population of major cities, including East End of London. From 1882, Jewish refugees fleeing pogroms, Tsarist Russia, and other areas of Eastern Europe immigrated into the same area. The parish of Whitechapel in London East End became increasingly crowded, with the population increasing to approximately 80,000 inhabitants by 1888. Work and housing conditions worsened, and a significant economic underclass developed. 45% of children born in East End died before they were 5 years old. Robbery, violence, and alcohol dependency were commonplace, and in the endemic poverty drove many women to prostitution to survive in the daily basis. So ito yung
parang situation
that time.
The setting during this time.
So, parang Victorian era po ba?
Before the industrial revolution.
So, medyo, as na-mention nga, hindi maganda yung living conditions sa London.
Especially sa Whitechapel.
Kasi parang slums.
Oh, doon sa kanila parang saan yung mga doon tinatapon. Kumbaga.
Kumbaga dito sa
parang red mga, light district. Oh,
ay, red, parang red light na rin. Kasi
parang
nga
red kasi nag
isa yung prostitution sa isa.
Okay,
sa,
parang red light the dark.
Oh, the dark room. Sa mga ano ba tayo? Mga callboy. So yeah.
Hindi mga ratik kami sa mga
ratik
buka. In
October 1888, London's Metropolitan Police Service estimated that there were 62 brothels and 1200 women working for prostitutes in the Whitechapel area, with approximately 8500 people residing in the 233 common lodging houses within Whitechapel every night, with the nightly price for a single bed being 4 pence and the cost of the sleeping upon a rope stretched across the dormitory being 2 pence per person. So yun yung
parang yung lodging house nila.
Yun yung
layers lodge mga ano
yun
ano dito sa tukla, sa Ormoc.
Hindi ko alam.
Ayun, nandiyan ba sa likod ng Ormoc Doctors?
Hindi ko alam yun.
Yung sikat daw na sabi.
Hindi ko alam yun.
Hindi mo alam yun.
Ano yun? Yung ano, parang
sikat na ano.
Lodging yung house dito. Parang ganun. So yun. Sana ako. The economic problems in Whitechapel were accompanied by a steady rise in social tensions. Between 1886 and 1889, frequently demonstration led to police intervention and public unrest, such as Bloody Sunday, anti-Semitism, crime, nativism, racism, social disturbance, and severe deprivation influenced public perception that Whitechapel was a notorious den for immorality. Such a perceptions were strengthened in the autumn of 1888 when the series of victims and grotesque murders attributed to Jack the Ripper received unprecedented coverage in the media.
So I think parang
common to sa mga ano sa mga area na in tao dito na nag-feed yung mga ano, yung mga hindi mga local.
Yung mga immigrants, refugees, parang ganun.
So hindi yun
sabi
pa
nga mayroong mga Jewish refugees na galing sa Russia na pumunta sa London.
To
parang lumuwas ng Manila
para makasiguro
makatakas
sa mga kung ano man ang meron that time.
I think so, nagkaroon ng peak of parang sumikat yung Whitechapel dahil sa murders dito.
Tsaka yung hindi lang dahil sa murder na yun. I mean sa series of murders na yun. Sikat din yung Whitechapel dahil sa hindi siya peaceful na place kasi dahil nga resulting dun sa mga hindi pagkakaunawaan ng mga tao.
Sa mga may mga demonstrations din.
Sa maliliit na mga bahay.
Chaotic yung situation.
So yun yung scene na pinoproject ng I mean, kailangan natin
ipa-feel
sa mga
nakikinig.
To address lang dun sa yung mga racism, ganyan-ganyan.
Which is normal, I think, during this time.
Kahit nga sa this time, diba?
Hanggang ngayon pa rin.
Kahit ngayon din. So, yan. Yun na yung background. So, we'll be talking about sa crimes na sa mga victims na naging biktima nga ni Jack the Ripper. So tinawag silang The Canonical Five.
Bakit niya yata?
Canonical Five.
I think sila yung parang most important, I think, sila lang yung sinasabing sila talaga yung totoong mga pinili. Mm-hmm. O sila talaga yung pinatay kasi I think from sa salin-salin meron ng mga dinadagdag. Merong mga
actually ito nga 5 yung na-mention dito, but some believe that it's more than 5
pero ito lang
yung talaga yung
I think yun yung sinabi kung bakit naging canonical 5.
So yan the canonical 5 na victim sa Jack the Ripper.
Naisip ko lang yun ngayon. Tinanong mo yun sa akin kanina tapos hindi ko na nasagot kung bakit, tapos ngayon naisip parang marami yung sinabi, many believe na marami daw yung pinatay ni Jack the Ripper, pero yung yung napatunayan lang na pinatay niya itong lima lang. So, canon. Parang
yung awesome. Oh, importante talaga yung canon. Kasi hindi tayo mabubuhay pag walang canon.
Oh!
Canon sa amin.
Ano eh, bigas.
Rice.
Canon pa rin.
Canon.
Canon rice.
So, yun. The first victim is Mary Ann Nichols. The body of Mary Ann Nichols was discovered at about 3:40 a.m. On Friday 31, August 1888, in Box Row, Whitechapel area. The body was discovered by a man named Charles Cross, who claims that he was walking along Box Row when he noticed a bundle towards the western end. Another man named Robert Paul approached the body with Cross. So parang nakita niya.
May naglalakad sila. Madaling araw. Doon,
parang may
galing sila? Saan sila
tinapon
galing?
Doon. Well, hindi natin alam. Baka mga patron sila.
Oo, mga...
mga ano, nagliwaliw din. The police would eventually arrive to the scene. Mary Ann Nichols was found on her back. Her throat was severed by two deep cuts, one of which completely severed all the tissues down to the vertebrae. Her vagina had been stabbed twice, and the lower part of her abdomen was partially ripped open by a deep jag wound, causing her bowels to protrude. Several other incisions inflicted to both sides of her abdomen had also been caused by the same knife. Each of these wounds had been inflicted in a downward thrusting manner. However, she had only been dead for about half an hour when she was found.
Paano nila nalaman ng half hour?
Baka ano, mainit-init.
Hindi yung ano, meron silang mga dog na pinapa.
Paano yan? Parang yan alam.
Familiar.
Ano sinabi yan? May nakapanood na nun.
Ah, meron na ba?
Well, hindi natin alam kung paano sila nagaan, paano nila na-adjust.
I think mainit pa lang.
Mainit-init pa siguro. Parang ano pa to, bago pa lang. Parang yung mga ulam.
Dito. Yung ano, yung tulo ng dugo.
O may matigas pa gano'n.
Bago pa lang. And I think ano,
so the manner ng pagpatay is very, ano, very disturbing. Na. So,
yung pinaglaruan yung...
At saka ano, parang pinapakita dito na wala siyang regards sa life. I mean, pinatay niya talaga, dinisembowel yung ano yung
katawan ng
bawal. Yung katawan, which ano, tawag dito,
I think namatay siya by the first cut on her throat. Then
sa mga natamo niya mga dito, yung mga sugat is yung pinaka ano talaga is yung sa neck niya. Until umabot pa until sa nakikita na yung
spine.
Vertebrae.
Yung spine. Vertebrae. Ano yun eh, nasa gitna sa mga hindi na nasa gitna talaga siya na hindi naman siya sobrang gitna pero nasa gitna siya pero hindi siya yung madaling makita kagad.
Unless you'll...
Gumagamit ka
talaga. Napakatalim na ano.
Talim na...
Na... Tool. Or yes. What.
And then, speaking on ano, dito sa abdomen niya, hindi madali makita kagad yung ano. Kasi merong ano eh. Hindi madali ang lumbas kagad yung mga intestines mo. Kasi merong... Di ba merong outer covering yan before sa skin, sa muscles, sa skin.
At saka hindi lang naman yan, hindi lang yung skin. Like after, medyo makapal na skin, after nun, may muscles pa. At saka before pa nun.
So,
nung ano talaga, cavity.
Or maybe ano lang.
Or napakatalim lang siguro na ginagamit.
Gagamit niyang knife. Tsaka merong ibang.
Marami pa siyang
abdomen. Meron siya maraming.
Sa vagina niya is like stub.
Parang trinay niya lang yung pasok.
So, as based dun sa nabasa natin, napaka
grotesque kung iisipin.
puno ng galit.
Yung ano, sobrang puno.
Yung ano, yung manner ng pagpatay niya. So, yan.
Psychosis. Ano, psychotic.
So, maybe. Yan. The next is, 1 week later, on Saturday, September 8, 1888, the body of Annie Chapman was discovered at approximately 6 a.m. near the steps of the doorway of the backyard of 29 Hanbury Street, Spitalfields. Her body was found by John Davis, an elderly resident in the area. As in the case of Mary Ann Nichols, her throat was severed by two deep cuts. Her abdomen had been cut entirely open, with a section of flesh from her stomach being placed under her shoulder, and the other section of the skin and flesh, plus her small intestine, being removed and placed under her right shoulder. Chapman's autopsy also revealed that her uterus and section of her bladder and vagina had been removed.
So, parang ganun. Nilagay yung
so ito pa, meron pa dito. Isang doctor, si Dr. George Baxter Phillips, proposed the idea that the killer had an anatomical knowledge by a manner in which Annie Chapman's wound has been removed. So, parang doon nag-build up yung suspicions kung sino.
Meron na silang ano,
nagkaroon sila ng
persons
idea,
of interest.
Kung sino ba yung possible na ano. Yung ano ko lang dito is baka kasi may meron siyang ginawa aside sa binuksan
niya yung abdomen ng patient
is like parang meron siyang gustong ipakita kasi bakit niya nilagay dito sa likod ng shoulder no ganun
tapos
parang, ano, maybe ano may symbolism siyang inaan hindi natin alam kasi doon sa mga nakita natin is wala silang
pattern.
Oh, walang na-mention kung ano yung ibig sabihin since hindi nga siya nahulog. So, we will never know kung ano yung
gusto niya i-portray.
Ano kaya pinapakita niya dun? Imagine mo yung itsura.
Naka-open yung abdomen.
Yung throat, tapos dalawang cuts. Tapos yung section from flesh of the stomach is placed under her left shoulder.
Parang inan, no? Sinabit dito, tapos binuksan yung ano.
Tapos yung ano, kinuha yung uterus.
Bladder, tsaka yung...
Tawag dito?
Ginawang in-open parang. In-open talaga siya.
In-open. Tawag dito, ano yung tawag doon saan?
Yung
sa tabso, turkey. Tabso.
Oh, sa tabso.
Tinabso.
Tinabso siya.
So, yeah.
Total.
Abdominal. Tapos, Hester, basta yun rin. Basta. At the inquest into Chapman's murder, Elizabeth Long described having seen Chapman standing outside. Ito, parang ano, isang...
Merong witness
na nakakita. Has seen Chapman standing outside 29 Hanbury Street at about 5 a.m. in the company of a dark-haired man wearing a brown deerstalker hat and a dark overcoat. And of a shabby, gentle appearance. According to the eyewitnesses, the man had asked Chapman the question, "Will you?" To which Chapman had replied, "Yes."
Yes.
Will you?
Yes. So, yun lang yung narinig nila.
So, according dito sa ano, sa isang claim is maybe pwede nating i-assume na yung dalawang victims natin is maybe prostitute kasi late na silang nakita so ano yung ginagawa nila sa area na yun maybe you know baka isa sila sa mga prostitute that time sa area na yun yeah
sila yung sa kanilang territory
yun yung ano nila
area
yung area so on September 27, 1888, the Central News Agency received a letter from apparent killer which reads, and I quote, "Dear boss, I keep on hearing the police have caught me, but they won't fix me just yet. I have laughed when they look so clever and talk about being on the right track. The joke about leather apron give me real fits. I am down on horse and I shan't quit ripping them till I don't get back home. Grand work the last job was. I have gave the lady no time to squeal. How can they catch me now? I love my work and I want to start again. You will soon hear of me with a funny little games. I saved some of the proper red stuff in a ginger beer bottle over the last job to write with, but it went thick like glue and I can't use it. Red ink is fit enough, I hope. The next job I do, I shall clip the lady's ears off and send to the police officers just for jolly, wouldn't you? Keep this letter back till I do a bit of more work, then give it out straight. My knife is so nice and sharp, I want to get to work right away. If I get a chance, good luck. Yours truly, Jack the Ripper. P.S. Don't mind the trade name. Don't mind me giving the trade name. P.S. Good enough to post this before I get all the red ink off my hands. Curse it. No luck yet. They said I'm a doctor now. End quote. So yeah.
Meron siyang pa-taunting.
Tinotaunt niya yung mga...
Merong taunting.
Eh, akala niyo, alam niyo kung sino ako.
I think dito nanggaling yun. Dito nanggaling lahat ng mga... Ito siya yung original na nagtotaunt sa mga authorities.
Oo. Dahil dun sa mga previous na ano natin, merong ganun ba?
Oo, meron. Hindi, yung other infamous serial killer, si The Zodiac sa America.
Zodiac killer.
Which is, ano,
so parang ganun. Actually, influence talaga yung, ano, yung ibang mga serial killer sa mga ganito din.
Kay Jack the Ripper. Kasi siya yung OG serial killer.
So, yun. Kaya siya nagkaroon nakilala. Kasi nga, siya din naman yung...
Siya yung pinakauna. Parang siya yung pinakaunang popularized.
Tapos gagamitin pa dapat niya, according dun sa letter, gagamitin niya dapat yung blood para
yun yung gagamitin niya.
So yun. The letter would not be released into the public until October 1, 1888. Many believe that it was fabricated by a journalist. Regardless if it was true, it made the paper and made the name stuck, and the killer from the point went by now infamous moniker Jack the Ripper. So yun. Dahil nga dun sa letter, kaya siya na
the first letter. This was one
kasi
of
nga,
the...
Kasi nga, pinangalanan niya yung sarili niya, Jack the Ripper.
Siya nagpangalan.
So yun. Yun yung second pinatay ni Jack the Ripper. So, after September 30. Yun. Kailan niya pinatay sa...
Pinatay niya si Chapman September 8. And then, on September 30.
September 30, Sunday, the body of Elizabeth Stride was discovered at approximately 1 a.m. in Dutfield's yard by a man named Louis Dameshutz at Burner Street. The cause of the death was simply clear-cut incision, measuring 6 inches across her neck, which had severed her left carotid artery and her trachea before terminating beneath her jaw. So, ano?
Hanggang deep.
Sa neck talaga yung ano. The absence of any further mutilation to her body has led to uncertainty as to whether Stride's murder was committed by the Ripper or whether he was interrupted during the attack. Several witnesses later informed police that they have seen Stride in a company of a man in or close to Burner Street on the evening of September 29 and in the early hours of the September 30, but each gave different description. Some said that her companion was fair, others dark. Some said that he was shabbily dressed, others said that he was well dressed.
Ano, tawag ito? Ito na yung katatlo. Yung
the third victim sa canonical fight.
Almost decapitated yung
But the difference dun sa previous ng mga victims is wala siyang ibang,
hindi siya na mutilated.
Wala siyang mutilated. So
mutilated.
As for the police, naisip nila na baka hindi to kasama dun sa mga victims ni Jack the Ripper, or maybe nakita nga siya or nahuli or midnight.
Close, parang hindi pa siya tapos.
Hindi pa siya tapos, but may tao. Takbo na.
Yung carotid artery, di ba yun yung nagsusupply ng dugo sa ating brain?
Okay. Yun yung
facts.
After 45 minutes, after the discovery of Stride's body, the body of Catherine Eddowes was found in Mitre Street, Mitre Square, in the city of London, few blocks west from Elizabeth Stride's body. Her body was severely mutilated. Her throat was severed and her abdomen ripped open by a long, deep, and jagged wound before her intestines had been placed over her right shoulder. So parang same din sa
kay Chapman.
So maybe isa to sa patterns na nakita ng mga authorities kung bakit ganun. Yeah. The left kidney and the major part of her uterus had been removed, and her face had been disfigured, with her nose severed, her cheek slashed, and cuts measuring a quarter of an inch and a half inch respectively vertically incised through each of her eyelids. A triangular incisions, the apex of which towards Edo's eyes, had also been covered upon each of her cheek, and the section of her auricle and lobe of her right ear was later recovered from her clothing. The police surgeon who conducted the postmortem upon Edo's body stated his opinion this mutilation had been taken at least 5 minutes to complete. So sa time na yun,
ito mas
same day. Actually, ito yung tinatawag nilang the double event.
Yung naunang namatay si pinatay si itong si Catherine Eddowes, kasi kompleto yung kompleto yung,
or maybe
tapos
nakita siya, or maybe either way no? Siya dun, tapos tumakbo siya dito din sa kanya, or maybe nauna si Catherine Eddowes, state lang siyang nakita
tapos lumipat siya kay
or maybe Stride. The other way around. Kasi dapat gagawin niya same dun sa manner ng pagpatay. Pero since nakita siya dun.
Halos siyang, baka.
So sabi niya, hindi ako.
Kulang yung satisfied. Kulang yung niya, satisfaction dun sa.
So punta ko dun sa kabila, yun dun. So possible din niya.
Tapos either sabi way, pa nga sa post-mortem 5 minutes lang. So meaning, mabilis.
Mabilis lang talaga. I mean, actually hindi naman siya ganun pa. Hindi naman, if you will think of it, hindi naman ganun kahirap 'yun.
Especially if may
knowledge
intent ka talaga.
Tsaka yung intent mo is to kill, kasi hindi ka naman magsistay doon nang matagal.
Gaganin. Tapos
ganun din naman sa 'yun. A local cigarette salesman named Joseph Lewin. Had passed through the square with two friends shortly before the murder, and he described seeing fair-haired men of shabby appearance with a woman who have been Elizabeth Eddowes.
Catherine Eddowes.
Lowen's companion weren't able to confirm his description. The murder of Stride and Eddowes ultimately became known as the double event. So, nilink talaga ng police, ng authorities. Isa lang yung killer noon. Kasi same lang din naman the manner ng pagpatay. So, isa yung neck.
Tsaka yung mutilation.
Yung isa lang is wala siyang mutilation. But, ultimately, yung nakapatay sa kanya is yun.
Yung neck.
Yung sa neck area. A section of Edo's blooded apron was found at the entrance of a tenement in Goldstone Street, Whitechapel, at 2:55 a.m. a chalk inscription upon the wall directly above this piece of apron read, and I quote, "The Jews are the men that will not be blamed for nothing," and unquote. A sign of anti-Semitism which was common in the area. However, crucial details of the clue was the fact that the evidence was found east at the Edo's murder scene in the direction to Elizabeth Stride's murder site. The murder that occurred just 45 minutes prior. It only shows that the murderer entered the area well swarmed with cops. This only suggests that the killer may have lived in the east end of London area. Later, a postcard is received by the police department dated October 1st and written by someone claiming as the Reaper with a similar handwriting that reads, and I quote, "I was not cutting, dear old boss. When I give you the tip, you'll hear about Saucy Jockey's work tomorrow's double event. This time, number one squealed a little bit. Couldn't finish straight off. Had no time to get his ear off for the police. Thanks for keeping the last letter back till I go to work again. Jack the Ripper."
So,
end quote.
Yun, na-confirm natin na si yung ano. Yung well, nauna si ano.
Ayun.
Number one, squealed a bit. Couldn't finish. So, hindi pala si Elizabeth Stride yung nauna. Unang pinatay.
Actually, meron pa dito eh. Katapusin na muna natin.
Okay.
It was not confirmed, but there is an information out there that this postcard was received by the press agency the morning after the night of the double event. On October 13th, yun yung nangyari. So, na prove to na siya nga yung pumatay kasi na-receive to ng late earlier pa eh.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi pa to na wala pa yung mga police na nasasabi kung
sino
merong pinatay.
Na-receive na kagad. Mm-hmm. So,
bakit may nakaalam na ano? So malaki nga yung chance na siya talaga yung pumatay. Tsaka yung ano, description niya sa ano, sa the way ng pagpatay is ano, identical kung ano nga na nangyari dun sa ano. Tsaka alam niya yung ano, alam niya yung about dun sa ears and
so,
na dapat ipapadala dun
hindi,
sa
kasi, yun ano eh, ayaw okay. Nga pala ako.
Yan. On October 13th, 1888, the police spent a week searching for every house in the east end of Wurzlams but found nothing. On October 16th, a man named George Lusk received a letter. He is the head of the Mile End Vigilance Committee, a group comprised of local businessmen to assist the police, and the letter was signed from hell. So yun,
meron
siyang some community, ano, community.
Parang tutulong
sila sa mga police. And it was delivered in a box with a half of a human kidney. The kidney at the time was believed to be Catherine Edo's missing kidney. However, it was found to be a prank by a medical student.
Nakikijump in yung...
Grabe naman yung prank. Siguro kung ngayong time na to, wala, nakalaboso yun.
Nakalaboso ka kagad eh. Baka ikaw pa yung ano eh.
Oh, ikaw pa yung prime
killer.
Suspect.
Oo.
Oh.
So, ano yung what's in the box?
Pinadala dun sa police eh.
Watch 7.
Yeah. On November 9, 1888, nearly a month after the last killing, the body, ayun, pang-apat na yun, di ba?
So, ito na.
This is the last of the victims na. On October 9, 1888, nearly a month after the last killing, the body of the fifth and final canonical victim, Mary Kelly, was found at 13 Miller's Court in her own room. This murder was by far the most gruesome as her body was disemboweled and virtually skinned down. So,
from the top, make it drop.
Without the skin. Her face had been hacked beyond all recognitions, with her throat severed down to the spine, and the abdomen almost emptied of its organ. her uterus, kidneys, and one of her breasts has been placed beneath her head, and other viscera from her body placed beside her foot. About the bed and sections of her abdomen and thighs upon the bedside table. The heart was missing from the crime scene. And with that, we arrived at the end of the 5 canonical victims. But as stated before, some believe that there could be 11 victims of Jack the Ripper's reign of terror. As per some accounts, by some eyewitnesses, the alleged appearance of Jack the Ripper could not be assumed, and he could be between 25 to 35 years old, roughly 5'5" to 5'7", stocky with a fair complexion and a mustache, alleged he was seen wearing a dark overcoat and a dark hat. So yun.
Ito na yung,
ito yung description ng ano.
Ito na yung ginagawang ano. Ito na yung parang
naging tawag dito, naging trade kung ano yung
insura niya. May hat, may dark hat,
may overcoat,
tapos may mustache.
Yun na yung pagkakakilala natin,
yung mga pinoportray na ganito na yung insura niya.
So the last victim was ano, sabi pa nga is the very
gruesome.
Yung pinaka-gruesome dun sa lahat na naging victims.
Kasi ginawang doctor, parang nag-doctor.
I think is ano yung trip niya na nilalagay yung ibang parts sa ilalim ng ulo, sa ano.
I think parang over yata siya. Parang, saan ko ilalagay
ito? Eh, pwede naman sa gilid.
Natanggal niya yan,
yung iba dinalagay sa ano eh,
sa ulo,
ng ulo ganun. I mean, maybe he's trying
to send a message,
pero up until now
hindi nila decrypt
or maybe we're just thinking too much na
thinking ano soon. I think baka lang kasi ano, thinking that doing this, parang binibigyan niya yung ano niya, na I can do this and without getting caught.
At saka ano, ito talaga nasa bahay na to eh. Unlike yung mga previous na victims niya, nasa ano lang talaga?
Outside lang,
sa alis, ganun.
I think nabigyan siya ng ano, proper time to do this heinous things to the victim.
Paano niya nalaman? Kung if same sila ng ano, I think meron silang commonality yung mga victims. Same silang mga prostitutes sumbaga. Silang apat. I mean silang lima. But paano niya nalaman na yung last victim is prostitute yung nakatira dun sa mga?
I think ano lang. I think this
inassume niya lang.
Hindi, parang inano lang yata niya. Sinama siya dun sa kwarto ng Mary Kelly.
So meron tayong ano, meron mga ibang ano details na malalaman natin along the way.
After this, wala nang
recorded na pinatay yung ano, na same manner na in-associate kay
Pero hindi
kay
pa rin
Jack
nag
the Ripper.
Hindi pa rin nag-stop.
So hindi pa siya nahuli. I mean wala pa. I mean, hindi naman siya talaga mahuli.
Hindi siya nahuli. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Pero hindi natapos yung investigation.
Hindi pa natatapos. I mean, going pa kasi kahit nga yung first victim, wala pa ngayon.
Wala silang
clues. Wala silang idea eh. So, nandito na tayo sa mga speculations, sa mga ano yung alam ng mga
tsaka anong nangyaring authorities. Investigation ng authorities.
So, yeah. And in 1894, Sir Melville McNaughton, Assistant Chief Constable, Constable of the Metropolitan Police Service and Head of the Criminal Investigation Department, wrote a report that stated the Whitechapel murders had five victims only, and he had a suspicion who the Ripper was. He knew that the Ripper had a basic knowledge of anatomy. Probably a doctor. And in this note, he narrowed his list of suspicions down to 3 names. But due to the amount of compelling suspicions, some believe that the official 3 names was not the Ripper. We're going to not the Ripper. So,
and there are more.
So, dun sa mga nakita natin na mga research material. which is alam niyo na yan. So meron mga suspicions kung sino So na umabot nga tayo sa 8 names na pag-uusapan natin dito. Starting with dun sa tatlong suspects,
prime
suspects, sa mga suspect na pinangalanan ni Mag natin dun sa notes niya. So
first sa
mga suspect is paano nga ulit pag-pronounce ito?
Montague
Johnson Droit, which was a barrister who had may have had an uncle or a cousin who were doctors. Droit had an interest in surgery. He might have lived with his cousins who was practicing medicine close to where the Whitechapel murders occurred. A month before the first canonical victim, Montague.
She drew it na lang.
Para mahirap mo. Mother went insane. And he also claims he is also going insane. In his notes, he wrote, and I quote, "From private information, I have little doubt that his own family suspected this man of being the Whitechapel murderer. It was alleged that he was sexually insane." End quote. So, yeah. After the last victim, a Droit was found dead. I touched that one. Found dead within 4 weeks of the last murder. His body was found floating in the Thames River in December 3rd, 1888. So, naging suspect siya dahil dun sa note.
Merong nagsuspect siya sa kanya. Tsaka, hindi siya doctor, so I think maghahanap siya ng ways, and he was interested in surgery. I think
paano ko kaya to mapapractice?
Na-practice niya. meron talagang motive kung bakit. Tsaka
yun, na-link siya is dahil na maybe he's is becoming insane, tsaka may mga kilalang maybe
doctor.
Help him to nagkaroon siya ng knowledge kung paano gawin yung mga bagay-bagay.
And I think para baka,
pero walang masyadong evidence against him, yun lang.
Oo. Tsaka baka hindi siya nahuli kasi yun nga, namatay siya after.
Maybe. Yeah. The next is Michael Ostrog, a Russian doctor and a criminal. He was inside of an asylum for homicide tendencies. He was in the list because he couldn't prove a strong alibi for his whereabouts during the murders. Dahil he's a killer. I mean,
meron siyang meron
history
siyang
of
record.
Tsaka isa siyang doctor. Naging suspect din siya dahil dun sa listahan niya ni Simon
ni Magnatan.
So, siya yung second. Naging siya, naging suspect kasi nga wala siya masyado. Saan ba ako nun?
Wala lang.
Saan ba ako nung time na yun?
Hindi ko alam.
The third is, and the last dun sa mga prime suspect ni Mag natin is Aaron Kominski, a Polish and a Jewish resident of Whitechapel who also spent some time in an asylum in 1889 after the last murder. He was known for his hatred towards women, particularly prostitutes. His appearance matched the description provided by the police of a man in Mitre Square where the night of the double murder occurred. His name recently made headlines due to that his name was featured in a book named Jack the Ripper by Russell Edwards. Russell Edwards claims that a shawl purchased at the auction contains DNA evidence providing Kominski is the killer. So yun, merong
physical scientific. I think up until now merong nag-investigate pa rin.
Yes, napaka sikat pa rin to. Nagkaroon nga ng term mga ripperologists na sila yung mga nagsa-study. I mean
obsessed
dun sa crimes na nangyayari. Sites na yun yung pinagugulan talaga nila yung ano,
yung
mga nangyari to have parang closure, may ma-solve talaga yung case. So yun, sana ko yun. The show was bought under the impression that it reportedly was found in the murder scene of Catherine Eddowes. So si Catherine Eddowes, but the DNA claims was debunked because of the scientist may have made a clerical error of nomenclature. So yeah, doon nga sa nakita natin sa resource, sa source natin is nga parang yun sa DNA mananarrow down dapat yung ano, yung isang ano ng DNA, parang yung nakita doon. Kaso, the problem was, pagkamali lang ng type, tapos nung nalaman na mali pala yung nano, na input dun, na very common pala, kasi yung supposedly, malaki dapat yung chance na family lang, I mean, maliit lang yung chances. Kasi parang uncommon na ano yun eh, na DNA something, na makikita lang sa few lang na mga tao. But it was,
found out na
nagkamali lang ng type, tapos nalaman nila na ano pala, napaka-common
yung
DNA na yun, makikita sa almost lahat anong
lahat ng
mga tao sa UK ganun.
so wala
parang na ano lang din, na-debunked yung theory na yun. Sayang yung ano, yung pagsasaliksik ni Russell Eddowes. Ay, Edwards.
Edwards. Nagkamali lang pala.
Nagkamali.
And then, dahil sa ano, hindi na patunayan to, that nagkaroon ng maraming theories, ano.
Bakit hindi na lang nila inano dun sa family na itong iba, diba? Kasi may nakita na mga ano, may nakita na mga DNA sa mga. Baka mahanapan nila. Or maybe very common lang talaga yung DNA na yon na hindi na kayang man.
Hindi na nila kayang ma-retrieve. Mm-hmm. Dahil so, doon wala silang may nahanap. Nagkaroon na ng ano, urban legends, myths, kagaya ng etong ikaapat.
The fourth suspect is that Jack the Ripper might actually be a female, a theory that ripperologists call Jill the Ripper. So, sa previous na natin, iba lang siya.
Si
Jill the Ripper, si Amelia Dyer. Iba lang yan. So, Jill the Ripper. The idea that all of the police are on hand for a man when they could have, next page, been searching for a woman. Some also suggest that a midwife might have the sufficient anatomical knowledge and the blood over clothes would be normal. Though it was not, it should be pointed out that all of the eyewitnesses' accounts points to a man. So, yun. Yung iba, nag-theorize lang na baka babae nga. Kaya hindi nila nahahanap kasi nga, ano, iba yung hinahanap nila. They're all looking for a man. Well, pwede namang babae. Yun. Isa lang siya sa mga theories na. Well, dahil nga dun sa ano naman, dahil sa mga claims ng mga
eyewitnesses
claims is that
yung
lalaking
na
yung ano
na in contact with the
victims
all ano, amen.
Amen.
Female persons.
So yeah, the fifth was Prince Albert Victor Christian Edward, aka the Royal Conspiracy. So isa-isa, mayroon pang pag-anun. Prince Edward was frequent in where the victims was found, an activity that led to him contracting syphilis, which drove him to insanity. Some also believe that the prince had a child with a local woman, that Queen Victoria demanded that all of who
knew
of the child to be killed. Some also believe that having syphilis drove him mad, and he himself committed the crime and was never discovered because royal aides assisted in covering his identity. This theory does not have any substantial evidence to indicate its credibility.
So, I think
so ano to? Napaka ano to? Parang term at Suki.
Suki, si Prince Albert.
Wala bang mga iba? Wala bang iba doon?
Parang gusto niya lang yung thrill. So, yeah. And then ano eh, parang patama lang to sa royal family. Mm-hmm. Parang sinisiraan lang yung royal family.
Well, baka maybe meron naman ano, meron naman silang basis. Kasi nga, I mean, sa kwento lang naman.
Oh.
Since nun po, pala, parati siyang nandun.
Might as well.
Lumabas nga yung suspicions na yun. Tsaka, the thing that hindi to na-solve is maybe, ano, dahil nga din sa, dahil kay Queen Victoria or the, ano, the, pinoprotektahan nga yung, ano.
Yung anak niya.
Yung, so, yan.
Ano this, to? So, kung malaman na siya talaga, masisira yung pangalan ng ano, royal family. Sasabihin yung Jack the Ripper is running through the veins of a royal. Parang major plot twist yun din sa ano eh.
Tsaka baka meron pang iba?
Oo. Marami pang ano.
Well, it could be. Like, hindi naman natin alam eh. Those claims could have the ano, have the probability, kasi hindi naman to na ano, hindi naman to na napatunayan. So maybe hindi natin alam.
So we'll
we will never know, or maybe they know, hindi lang natin alam. Now the sixth na suspect natin is Walter Sickert, a famous painter in a theory mainly posed by the crime novelist Patricia Cornwell. Cornwell devoted her time to pursuit that secret as the Ripper. She spent £2 million buying 32 of his painting letters and even his writing desk. She even cut a painting in search for clues. Cornwell claims that Secret was obsessed with the Ripper, which was true, as Secret even referenced the Ripper in some of his painting, even entitling one Jack the Ripper's bedroom.
Ano, merong obsessed na dito obsessed sa isang painter.
So yun. Cornwell also claims one painting mirrored the body position of fifth Ripper victims, Mary Kelly. She also claims that mimics the facial wounds of the fourth victim, Catherine Eddowes. Some also claims that Secret sometimes cosplays as Jack the Ripper. The biggest piece of her case is the analysis of the forensic paper of expert Peter Bauer. He identified three of Secret's letter and two of Jack the Ripper's paper containing a handmade paper run only 24 possible sheets. The odds of both Ripper and Secret both writing letters on a batch of paper that only had 24 copies in existence is relatively slim. Though it was undoubtedly compelling evidence, all Ripper's letters were unconfirmed.
Oh, dun pa rin nagkartalo sa ano.
Kasi hindi naman na-confirm talaga yung ano, yung mga letters
ni Jack the Ripper. Though, maybe yung mga prank lang dahil nagkaroon nga ng mga ano.
Pero
nagkaroon ng mga iba-ibang stories.
If nagkaroon nga, if by chance na na-confirm nga yung ano, yung mga letters na yan, malaki yung probability na si Secret yung kasi nga 24 lang yung ano
yung
out of 24, what are the chances na ano na dalawang tao yung may nagmamay-ari?
Oo nga, tapos diba? So sa bibili ngayon, bibili ka ng
baka
papel.
Baka isang pad yung binili.
Binili tapos
bakit hindi na lang nila inano, hindi naman nila malalaman yung ano.
Yo.
I mean yung ano, yung kung
yung gawa, receipt.
I mean yung ano, yung paper itself na ma-analyze before. Na isa, mas, na, kasi sa, baka common lang.
Oo,
galing isa lang yun.
Hindi pa naman ganun ano
hindi
yung.
Hindi pa ganun ka. Baka yun nga yung reason.
But, na hindi siya napatunayan. Oo nga, ano, kasi
hindi ka
naman bibili ng isa-isang papel lang.
Mm-hmm.
Bibili ka ng maramihan. So meaning, etong 24, dapat isang person lang yung makakabili.
Oo. So malaki nga talaga yung chance. If you for you dito sa anim na mention natin. Ito yung pinaka-compelling pa lang yung ano, yung
meron siyang evidence na
substantial evidence.
Doon lang nagkatalo sa ano, sa credibility ng
credibility ng letter, but dahil nga sa ano, the fact na maliit nga yung chance na dalawang tao yung nagmamay-ari, malaki pa rin yung, for me, ito yung pinaka, pinaka mataas pa yung probability.
Yung sa akin, sin yung number one, tsaka ito.
Tsaka ito. You're going, ano, we'll continue. So, sixth, nandito na tayo sa seventh. The seventh one is Joseph Barnett, who lived with Mary Kelly, the final Reaper victim. He previously lived around the area, making him well-versed in the area and capable of navigating back street. He worked as a fish porter and is believed in to be in love with Mary Kelly, even referred to her as his wife, even though she was only his roommate. He disagreed with Kelly's life as a prostitute and strived to make money to keep her off the streets, even claiming that, a quote, "Mary never went on the streets when she lived with me," end quote. Some even theorized that Barnett committed the first murder to scare Kelly off the street. It actually worked, but when he lost his job, Kelly returned to the streets to make ends meet. It led to a fight that escalated eventually. Barnett moved out, and only 10 days later, Mary Kelly was found dead in her apartment. He was questioned by the police for four hours, but eventually set free. Having lived there, he knows the ins and outs of the building, even how to unlock the door from outside. He was also aware of Kelly's schedule and tendencies. Details suggest in the crime scene that she was killed in her sleep, not by an outsider she invited in. Her clothes was folded by the bed, coating as though they had been taken off ordinary manner, end quote. Some of Barnett's friend also called him Jack. He also matches the Jack the Ripper's alleged appearance. And finally, the murders alleged stop after Mary Kelly, the last canonical victim. He now would have no reason to kill anymore. That his lover, who was trying to keep the streets, was now dead.
Hindi so ano, parang nagkaroon na pinakamahabang ano. Nagkaroon tuloy ng ano. Medyo komple, may drama. May drama yung ano, yung
so now ito na yung pinaka ano.
Meron siya.
Malaki na yung ano dito, malaki na yung probability na siya. Kasi nga
obsessed siya doon sa Dan.
Kasama nung isa. Tsaka meron siyang ano, meron siyang motive kung bakit siya pinaka.
Parang yun naman talaga eh, 'di ba? Ikaw muna.
Kasi yung iba wala naman eh. Maybe ano lang talaga, mga
pero ang layo naman. Malayo naman masyado na papatayin niyo yung ibang tao para lang hindi na magtrabaho as prostitute. Hindi kasi, na magtrabaho na lang siya.
Hindi kasi ano, in love nga siya doon sa ano. Sa saka yung nangyari doon, I think meron din na lang si doon sa last fight nila. So naging last fight nila. Meron din na lang si Mary Kelly na ano, dalawang prostitute din doon sa bahay nila. Which nga ayaw ni ano, ayaw nga ni sino ulit?
Ni Barnett.
So yun. Yun yung nag-cause kung bakit sila nag-away. Kasi lumabot sa point nga, parang nagka-physicalan pa nga ata daw. Nasira yung mga bubong. Salamin, ganun. Tapos nabugbog. So, meron nabugbog.
Si Mary Kelly.
Nag-escalate talaga yung, ano, yung situation. Tsaka, yun nga, siguro pinalaya siya dun. So, malis ka dito.
Malis na siya.
Ano mo? So, alam niya na hindi na mapipigilan. Maybe, it could also be parang crime of passion. Kasi nga, ano, ayoko, nagkakaganyan ka.
Papatayin na lang kita.
But malaki yung ano, yung evidence that suggest na malaki yung chance na siya. Kasi nga, alam, the way na nakita yung the body was, she was sleeping and yung damit niya was folded na ano, na maganda, tsaka ano, walang struggle na nakita. I mean, yun, malaki yung chance na alam yung tao yung ins and out. So, malaki yung probability na siya yung kumatay. Or, yun.
Parang may, ano eh. Lumalapit tayo sa huli. Ano, parang, mas marami ng mga
maraming evidence na nasasuggest. So, yun. Dahil doon, ito, parang sa 7, ito yung malaki yung ano, malaki yung chance na siya talaga may gawa. So yun, dito na tayo sa, I think this is the last
person.
We'll go to the last na naging suspect na ano natin, nakita na tawag dito? Nalaman through sa mga yes. sa mga ang tawag doon? Sources natin.
Possible suspect.
So yun, the last one is the most popular suspect in the site devoted to Jack the Ripper, and a place for the Ripperologist work to get a place where the Ripperologist work together to solve the crime. Meron pang sariling site. Kasi yata pa nag-raise nga naman ng malaking tao dito, ng malaking suspicion. I mean, malaking curiosity sa mga tao. Hindi pa na maybe some also wanted to.
I think maano lang tayo, nagpa-hobby lang sila. Mm-hmm. Baka lang mahanap nila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The final suspect is James Maybrick. His death also coincided with the stoppage of the serial killer, as he died 1 year after the killings. Maybrick was an upper-class cotton merchant and lived in an estate called Battle Creek House in Liverpool. So medyo malayo to, Liverpool from ano?
London.
From sa Whitechapel, malayo. Parang end to end sa ito.
It should be noted
that all the killings were done on a weekend, and a wealthy cotton merchant would have the ability to travel on weekends. What made Maybrick such a popular suspect is that many considered the only physical evidence that linked him into the crime. That piece of evidence was his diary that was reportedly discovered in the floorboard in his estate. The diary was signed, I quote, "I give my name that all know of me. So history do tell what love can do to a gentleman born. Yours truly, Jack the Ripper."
Merong
physical evidence. Aside lang doon siya show.
Merong confession
na nakita.
Written confession.
Mm-hmm. Also found in the diary was reported intimate details of the killings.
Ano details?
The diary was also tested scientifically. The diary seems to be roughly matched the era of the Ripper killing. So yun, may scientific.
Check nila kung kailan
ano,
kailan
to nangyawa, ganun. So yun. The diary was found by Mike Barrett. This begins the story to lose its footing when Barrett admitted that he fabricated the diary only to recant the statement later. So yun. Yun lang yung naging reason kung bakit hindi ito naging... totoo yan. Hindi yan totoo. Pero baka totoo.
Tapos totoo na naman.
So yun. Yun lang nagkaroon ng ano. Parang...
Hindi tuloy nagkaroon ng credibility.
Credibility dahil dyan. Some sources have its...
Have it falling
into Barrett's hands via being handed down by various generations of the family. All that aside, if the diary was in fact found under the floorboards of Maybrick's estate, it is a very strong possibility that he was in fact Jack the Ripper. Following the discovery, a gold pocket watch was reported as a potential Ripper evidence. The watch actually contained scratch initial in the five canonical victims, with the phrase yun yung mga
initials ng mga pinatay yung lima,
tsaka yung phrase na I am Jack.
I think ito rin yung isang reason bakit sila yung five canonical victims.
So yun, I am Jack and I am also J. Maybrick.
Oh,
parang meron siyang double personality disorder.
So yun. So malaki compelling yung ano yung case na to. I mean yung ano yung
nagkaroon tuloy na parang Jekyll and Hyde persona siya na he is Jack the Ripper and he was also Jamie Brick, parang ano.
Parang living the double. The scratches was analyzed via electron microscope that also suggests the scratches were not done in modern times. Another doctor named Robert Wild at Bristol University Interface Analysis Center concluded that the scratches could have been very, very old and were certainly not new, but it's difficult to be precise.
Kung bakit naisip ng mga reperologist na siya ngayon. Kasi nga dahil sa mga evidence na nakita. Well, before ano lang eh, yung mga suspicions lang, yung mga ganito, eto meron talagang physical evidence na nakita.
Merong nahanap eh.
Yun. But even with all the evidence, only due to the fact that Maybrick's fire location to the crime is understandable to have doubts as him as the reaper.
So malayo man. Kasi Liverpool from
to Whitechapel.
To Whitechapel. For over 100 years, the mystery of Jack the Ripper has continued to fascinate, confound, and infuriate the public. Perhaps one day we might have the means to solve the crime, or perhaps this famous case will be yet another victim to time. But for now, the age-old question, who is Jack the Ripper? Who is Jack the Ripper? The case will always remain unsolved.
Wala nang may makikinig dyan.
Sira, sa 1 hour na tayo.
Uy! Hello?
Bilis lang, di ba?
Hello?
Tapos na.
Meron kami ano, yung pages namin is almost 9 pages
of, and
it's only
an hour. Kasi nga hindi tayo nag-ano sa shoutout.
Wala,
yun
di,
yung
kasi
matagal.
Yung shoutout natin is 10 average 10 minutes. So, kung idadagdag natin yung shoutout natin, over 1 hour and 30 minutes tops. Hmm. Yung pinakamatagal natin si ano eh.
140.
Yung
147.
140 minutes yung ano, yung Nazi.
Oo, yan yung pinakamatagal.
Ano bang ginawa natin? Sobrang dami nun. Oh, hindi, parang long bond paper yun eh.
Well, yun nga. Dahil nga sa ano, dun sa last na nabasa natin.
Hindi ko,
maybe sabi, dahil nga sa sobrang tagal na to, there will never be a chance na
magiging case close
due to the fact that ano, like wala nang mga physical evidence, the people already died.
Nagkaroon na ng dalawang ano eh, World War, tapos
paano pa to masosolve? And then maybe the age old question will always be ano, who is Jack the Ripper? And then
magkakaroon na lang na ano eh,
magiging ano lang talaga siya, magiging part na lang siya ng history.
Merong
will always fascinate ano yung mga trip ng mga ganitong bagay, but sad to say na hindi siya
this case ito talaga yung magbibigay sa inyo ng interest towards unsolved
cases. Dahil nga dito kasi nga
ito yung original,
the OG.
OG.
Kaya nga napili to namin maging first na topic natin, I mean mapag-uusapan, is that mahirap nga to ma-solve.
Ito, tsaka, ito talaga yung pinakasikat. Popularized na, very popular na case na.
I think meron pang atang anime nito eh. Jack the Ripper ata title. Ganun.
So, siya yung bida?
Oh, parang siya yung bida. Hindi ko lang sure. Pero parang ganun. But ano nga, yun nga, due to sa mga na-popularize nga sa mainstream, sa
ginagawa na lang siya ng
pop culture reference, ganun. Sad to say lang na hindi
nabigyan ng justice yun.
This will never be solved. Maybe in time pag nagkaroon ng
mga
time travel, ganun.
Doon lang natin malalaman.
Doon lang natin malalaman. And we will never know kasi sa mga previous na mga ano natin, ng mga pinag na topic natin dun sa previous na series natin, is that naintindihan natin kung why and why did he
natin ginawa?
Bakit nila ginawa yung mga ano, yung mga bagay na yon? What made him do those horrific acts? But yun nga, isa nga sa magpapaano sa atin, magpapakiliti sa ating mga isipan, is that hindi natin
mabibigyan ng answers, and answers. Everyone has their own theories.
Which napakadami nga sa mga. Actually, parang tawag dito, parang collaboration of many minds. Oh. Kasi nga hindi to aabot sa ganitong ano. Dito aabot sa ganitong ano, state of
I think we're ano, people are very close, but they still need that one ano, crucial evidence na ano, hindi natin alam, but as of now, ano, it's just gonna be lingering in our minds.
Mm.
Na who is Jack the Ripper?
Really is Jack the Ripper. So yun, sa mga next episode natin is we will be talking more about those kinds of ano, those stuffs
that na, makes you wake up at night na. That keeps you wake up at night.
Tsaka magiging ano ka, magiging curious ka talaga. Ano kaya ito? Bakit? Ano, mga ganong bagay. So, hopefully, may enjoy nyo itong bagong series natin. Well, yun.
I-edit. I-comment nyo. Baka meron kayong ano, meron kayong gustong i-topic sa, ipatopic sa bagong series natin.
Yes.
I-comment nyo sa
so yun, aside from that is maybe yun nga previous series natin pinopost siya natin every Thursday, but now we will be posting this one every Friday naman,
kasi malapit
the Freaky Fridays.
Oh, sasali na kami sa
prime time bida
prime time ng Ponga Podcast.
This is the ano na bagong scheduling natin.
Oo,
actually inano namin to sinadya.
No, hindi na
Friday.
Pasensya na sa mga
naghantay sa mga subscriber natin diyan.
Oo.
We're sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, I mean, ngayong Friday na.
This Friday na ito ba? Friday na
to. Friday na ngayon.
Pinapakinggan niyo to.
Friday na ngayon.
Yes. Yo. So, yun,
nalalaman tuloy na nire-record natin day before.
So, yun. Thank you for listening sa podcast natin, guys. Hopefully, na-enjoy niyo itong bagong series natin. Feel free to follow us sa mga socials natin.
Spotify, Apple,
follow
Apple
us,
Podcast, Anchor, and YouTube.
The usual na pinagsasabi namin. So yun, this has been the podcast, everybody. We're your host, I'm Marky.
I'm Rick. What?